Shalom Aleichem. Today we're going to speak Be'ezer Hashem, the sugya in Beitza Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, the sugya of Mitoch Shehutra Letzorech, Hutra Nami Shelo Letzorech, and maybe we'll also speak a bit at the end of the shiur Be'ezer Hashem if we have time about the sugya on Daf Yud Aleph, Hitira Sofin Mishum Tzcholosin. The Mishnah says on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Beishamai say that you're not allowed to take out a young child that could even be to do a bris milah, or you're not allowed to take a lulav even to do the mitzvah of lulav on yontav, or you're not allowed to take a sefer Torah out to shul to read from the sefer Torah on yontav. Rashi explains Kol Midi Lab Tzorech Achila. Beis Shammai maintain that everything which is not directly needed for food is prohibited on Yom Tov. That Rashi explains a bit later on that we derive this from the verse Ach Asher Yochel Lekol Nefesh, is only things which are needed for, which can be eaten by the Jewish soul, they're the only things which are permitted on Yom Tov. But Beis Hillel, they allow these three activities. And the Gemara explains later, the Gemara explains that the reason the Sfora of Beis Hillel is Mitoch Hutra Hutzah Shelo Letzorech, Hutra Nami Shelo Letzorech, because you're allowed to carry things out for the purpose of eating, for bringing food where you need the food. So because taking out things hotzah in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim in the main street is permitted for food purposes, it's also permitted for any other purposes. That's Beis Hillel's reasoning according to the first, according to the original contention of the Gemara. The Gemara then challenges that, and then the Gemara says later on, "Maskif l'Rav Yosef elam atelif l'ku ba'avonim." If the reason the machlokus, the dispute between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, is not because of mitoch, so they should have been arguing about taking out stones into the main street on Yom Tov. That should have been the dispute. The fact that they didn't have the dispute about stones, that proves that they must, that the dispute must be about whether you say mitoch or not, whether you say because these activities are allowed for food, they're also allowed for what's not necessary for food. That's based Hillel's Sfara. Beis Shammai say no, it has to be only what is directly for preparing food on Yom Tov. Rashi says, this is Rashi Dibra Maskel Ela Midilo Afu Bavonim. Rashi says like this, that Shemin HaTorah Hutra L'Tzorech, the Torah allows preparing any food on Yom Tov. Beis Hillel, they hold because it's Hutra L'Tzorech, it's permitted for the necessary activity for preparing food, so the Torah therefore permitted it entirely. Then Rashi says, Rabbonon made a gzera, they made a prohibition, a rabbinic prohibition, anything which is not necessarily at all for Yom Tov, like if you want to take out stones into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, into the main street, that's forbidden, but it's only forbidden by the Rabbonon, not Min HaTorah. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. This is Tosfos Dibra Maskel Hachi Gar Sinan. Tosfos, one of the questions that Tosfos asks on Rashi, that Rashi maintains that every carrying out in the streets on Yom Tov is permitted Min HaTorah. Tosfos challenges Rashi from a Gemara in Pesachim Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis. It says there that if you bake on Yom Tov for the next day, for a weekday, that is forbidden by the Torah. So Tosa says that if, like Rashi says, that food activities like cooking are permitted even if there's no necessity at all, no use for them on Yom Tov, so why to cook from Yom Tov to the following weekday, why should that be prohibited by the Torah? I saw a couple of answers to this question. The Korban Nisanel on the Rosh is Os Lamed. The Korban Nisanel quotes the Magine Shlomo, says an interesting idea, that when did we say mitoch? That's only at the time of eating, that's only at the time you're preparing food. But after you've finished your meal on Yom Tov, where you don't need to eat anymore, then even Beis Hillel agree that you don't say mitoch, and therefore there's a Torah prohibition after the time of eating, after all the food has been prepared, there's a Torah prohibition to prepare for the next day. There's another nice answer that I saw. It's actually based on the Ran. The Ran says something very, very briefly. It's on page Vov Omad Aleph in the pages of the Rif. It says that according to Rashi, Hotzos Kalim, Apple Pisha Ain Ben Tzorich Yom Klal Kol She Ain Motzi Oats Osen the Tzorich Macha Shori. It's all permitted, but on condition that you're not taking it out for tomorrow. So the Ran realized that Rashi was bothered by Tosa's question, and he very briefly suggested us with an answer that it's worse if you're doing it for tomorrow than if you're doing something for today which has no particular need. You're just playing around with the stones and taking them out into the street. That is better than cooking actually for tomorrow, which has nothing to do with the Yom Tov today. I saw in the Kehilas Yaakov, it's on it's in Psochim, Simon Mam Aleph, and he quotes there the Shaar HaMelech in Hilchos Yom Tov in Perek Aleph. The Shaar HaMelech, on the basis of this Ram, he answers Tosfos Kasha on Rashi, and he does that based on the Gemara on Daf Beis Amud Beis, where the Gemara said, the Gemara learns from a verse, "V'hoya b'yom ha'shishi b'heichinu v'sasha yaviu," that there's a mitzvah on Friday to prepare for the next day on Shabbat, and we learn out from there that ein yom tov meichin l'shabbos. That's what the Gemara says on Daf Beis Amud Beis, that one cannot prepare on Yom Tov for Shabbos. It has to be only on a weekday. Only a weekday can prepare for Shabbos. So if you can't prepare on Yom Tov for Shabbos, then even more so, you can't prepare on Yom Tov for the next day, for the weekday. So therefore, that's Rashi's svara. If you do it for the next day, that's worse. That's not considered a malacha of Yom Tov at all, because that's limited by what the Gemara says. We learn from the verse Vehechinu that Yom Tov cannot prepare for the next day. So therefore, mitoch, even doing the malacha of the food itself, is not permitted for the next day. The shor mitoch, which is means because it's permitted for food, it's permitted for other purposes. It's a less direct permission that certainly will not be permitted from Yom Tov to the next day. That's the way the Shaar HaMelech answers Tosfos Kasha, Tosfos question on Rashi from Psochim Daf Mem Vav on the base. Okay, so now we have so far these two opinions. We have Rashi, who says that any work done on Yom Tov, like for instance carrying out into the main streets, in fact the Gemara also says just before slaughtering, which is a work that you do for food, and in fact the Gemara says later on the base that Havorah, to light up a fire, according to Rashi all these activities are permitted entirely by the Torah, even with no need at all, But just that the midrabbanan, one is prohibited to do them if there's no need for Yom Tov at all. Tosfos holds that if there's no need, there's no purpose on Yom Tov to do these activities, even activities used normally for preparing food, but if they're now done with no need for Yom Tov, that is prohibited min ha-Torah, midiraisa. Now the third shita we have, the third opinion, is the opinion of the Rambam. Let's see the Rambam. It's number 4 on the sources. The Rambam says, "Kol melacha shechayov in aleha b'shabbos and also is v'yom tov shelo l'tzorcha chila loka." Every melacha you do not for food preparation is prohibited by the Torah. Chutz min ha'hitzar mershus l'shus v'ha'havara. These two special activities, carrying things out in the streets or lighting up a fire, on these we say mitoch, because it's the permitted for food purposes, so they're permitted for everything else. Then the Rambam finishes off and he says, "V'shar malachos kol sheyesh bo tzorach achila muta." Other activities, if it's for the purpose of eating, is permitted. You're going shchita va'afir v'lisha, slaughtering an animal, baking or kneading dough. This is needed for making bread or for making cakes, etc. These are permitted on Yom Tov. V'kol she'ein ben tzorach achila asa, things which are not necessary for food are prohibited. That's, for instance, writing, weaving, or building. These are activities which are not done for preparing food, and therefore they're prohibited min ha-Torah. The Magen Mishnah actually says that the Rambam agrees with Rashi. The Rambam says that everything is totally permitted. The activities which are permitted are permitted midiraisa, even if not done for any necessary Yom Tov purpose, but the Torah permits them entirely. The Magen Mishnah explains what's special about these two malachos, these two activities, Hotzar and Havara. Why does the Rambam single out these two malachos? And the Magen Mishnah says like this: Hotzar lefisha afhi ba'ochel u'mashka. You carry out food and drink in the street, even though you do it with, you carry out lots of other things in the street. Even so, because this is an activity done with food and drink, so the Torah says that we permit this entirely on Yom Tov. That's Hotzar. Havara, why is lighting up, for instance, burning wood to make a fire to burn the food, to cook the food, why is that totally permitted on Yom Tov? So the Magen Mishnah says that even though you don't do that, you don't do this directly with the food. In other words, you don't burn food. You burn wood. You burn some fuel, and on that you cook up, you bake up the food. So Havara is not an activity you do directly with the food. So why is this totally permitted? So the Magen Mishnah says that actually we have a verse for this. Lo sevat aroveish bekomer shveichem biyom haShabbos. You're not allowed to burn fire in all of your dwellings on the day of Shabbos. It's prohibited on Shabbos, but we can infer from there that there's a special permission on Yom Tov. This is only prohibited by the Torah on Yom Tov. On Shabbos, on Yom Tov, it's totally permitted. That's the Magen Mishnah's explanation. What's special about Hotzar and Havara? But actually, there's another big question on the Rambam. And in fact, the Bach on the Torah in Simon Tov Sadi, hey, he asked this question on the Rambam, that how can the Rambam say that Metoch is only applies to Hotzar and to Havara? The Gemara says it explicitly in Osuvia, right at the beginning of the Suvia. for shechita, for slaughtering also, b'seim etoch. There's another Gemara on Ksuba Staf Zayin on Adalaf that we say with also with Chovel, with the Melacha of Chovel, we say Mitoch on Yom Tov. How can the Rambam single out these two Melachas when actually there are other Melachas? The Pnei Yeshua says a very nice explanation to explain the Rambam. The Pnei Yeshua says like this, that we have another halacha. It's a Gemara on Staff Kofches on the base later on in the Sefer Space, so we'll be learning this Bezer Hashem, that there's something called Machshiri Ochel Nefesh, things which are not, again, not directly for preparing food, but it enables you to prepare food. Rabbi Yehuda maintains, and in fact the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda, that things which could not be done before Yom Tov, you're allowed to do them on Yom Tov, even if it's only machshiri ochel nefesh, only indirect way of preparing, of enabling you to prepare food. Therefore, for instance, if you're roasting on a spit, on a shpud, so and the stick got bent on Yom Tov, and when you're in the middle of roasting, you're allowed to straighten out the shpud, to straighten out the pole, to carry on doing your barbecue. Even though this is a malacha, it's actually, it's bona. You're fixing up the stick. And as we saw, the Rambam holds actually that you're not allowed to do a malacha bona on Yom Tov. Even so, if it's machshiri ochel nefesh, excuse me, the Rambam says we don't say mitoch by bona. Nevertheless, if it's machshiri ochel nefesh which you couldn't do before Yom Tov, then you're allowed to do it on Yom Tov itself. Now, ask the Pnei Yeshua, if we say mitoch, then it should transpire that all the malachas will be permitted, because we see that for machshiri ochel nefesh, you're allowed to do this to straighten the spud, to do bona. If we say mitoch, so it will not only be muta, not be only permitted for preparing food, it will be permitted for everything. And if one will say that, then there will be nothing which is prohibited on Yom Tov. So therefore the Pnei Yeshua says, what you have to say is that mitoch is only a principle we say with work for actually directly preparing food. We don't say it for machshiri ochel nefesh, which is preparing something, making the shpud, making the spit, which will enable you afterwards to roast the meat. Now, the Pnei Yeshua goes further and points out that there's something special about Hotzar and there's something special about Havara. These are the two malachas that the Rambam singles out, but that both actually not used directly for preparing food. Hotzar, you take the food in the street from one place to another. You're not actually preparing food, you're just moving it from one place to another. Havara is that you burn up the wood and then you'll be able to cook the food on the wood. So again, these are things which are similar to machshiri ochel nefesh. They're not directly, you're not directly preparing the food, it's enabling you to prepare the food. And this is the chiddush that the sugya says, that we say, we apply the principle of mitoch. That even to Hotzar and Havara, which are not directly preparing the food, we still stay mitoch, even though with other machshir oich and nefesh, we don't stay mitoch. For instance, repairing, fixing up the spit, there we don't say mitoch, we only allow what is directly needed to prepare the spit, but we don't say from there that all bona is permitted on Yom Tov. And that's why the Rambam singles out Hotzor and Havara, but in fact, the Shechita, the Afir, the Lisha, these things which are directly preparing the food, that's a culture pain, that's a kalvachoma that we say mitoch, and the Rambam doesn't need to say that. The Rambam only says it on Hotzor and Havara, but there's more of a chiddush because they're not directly needed for preparing food. Now, as we saw, so we have on other malachas, we apply the principle of mitoch. Tosfos, now we're going to see, it's number 2 on our sources. It's a Tosfos in Shabbos. Daf study Hey Yom Adalaf in Shabbos. Excuse me, this is number 5. This is number 5 on the references. And he asked an interesting question. Now, Tosfos says that your min haTorah, you're allowed to make cheese on Yom Tov. Making cheese on Shabbos is prohibited by the Torah. It's called Megaben, and the Gemara says in Shabbos that it's a tolda of bona. This is your building. It's considered that you're building the block of cheese. You're putting together the parts of the cheese. You're making a new, so to speak, a building, and this is prohibited under the category of bona. So Tosfos says, if your house fell down on Yom Tov, so why don't we say that you're allowed to build your house on Yom Tov? It's mitoch, because you're allowed to make cheese on Yom Tov, because it's food, it's achat sheyochel lekol nefesh. So we should say mitoch, because you're allowed to make cheese, you're also allowed to build your house. Building should be totally permitted on Yom Tov. Tosfos answers a big chiddush. Tosfos says that enoch anami, you know what, it's only prohibited midrabbanan to build a house that fell down on Yom Tov. If you want to, you need to eat in the house because it's very hot outside, you want to the shelter of the house. It's a need for Yom Tov. Min haTorah, you're allowed to build a house. It's only midrabbanan that you're not allowed to, because it's up to the chol. It's a weekday sort of activity. But that's only a rabbinical prohibition. Midiraisa is permitted to build a house on Yom Tov. That's a very big chiddush. And the Rambam, which we've seen before that the Rambam is going to hold that this is prohibited, because the Rambam says that culture ain't behind Sarah Chachila, also if you're going Ksiva Barigo Binyan, that building is always prohibited on Yom Tov, and that seems to be from the Rambam that it's forbidden by the Torah. So that's the question that the Mefarshim ask on the Rambam. Why is building prohibited on Yom Tov? The Rambam agrees that min haTorah you could make cheese on Yom Tov. Cheese is megavin, which is classified as bona, as building. So therefore we should say mitoch, we should say that that min haTorah you would be allowed to build a house on Yom Tov. How does the Rambam answer Tosfos' question? So that we have two answers in the Mefarshim. The Korban Asano, it's Os Lamed. The Korban Asano quotes the Gemara on Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Dalad Omed Alef, where the Gemara asks, the Gemara actually asks, are you allowed and this is lahakhila to the Gemara asks Amalei Abayla Rav Yosef Mahu Lagabin. This is Shabbos Kuf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph. Are you allowed to make cheese on Yom Tov? And he answered that it's prohibited. So the question was, why is this different than kneading, making dough, which is permitted? The Gemara answers that no, here you could have done it the day before. You could have made the cheese yesterday. And that the Gemara asks that in Nahar Doi they say that cheese which is made today is also good. Is it cheese that is made today is good? The Gemara answers no, it's good, but it's not as good as if it was made yesterday. So says the Chavon Hasanul that the Rambam will learn like this, that if it's possible to make it the day before, then this means that there's a total prohibition to make it on Yom Tov itself, even though you're allowed to do malacha for food purposes on Yom Tov, but whatever is better doing the previous day is prohibited by the Torah to do on Yom Tov itself. I was wondering how this fits in with halacha that's brought in the Shulchan Aruch in the Ramah at right at the very beginning of Hilchos Yom Tov, Simon Tov Sabi Hei, and Sif Aleph. The Ramah says, and in fact this is the halacha, some are stringent even with preparing work to prepare food itself. If it doesn't lose its taste if you do it before Yom Tov, then you shouldn't do it on Yom Tov. But the Mishnah Berurah says there that this stringent opinion is only midrabbanan. How does that fit in with the Karban Asano, who says that making cheese on Yom Tov is prohibited midiraisa because it's better if you would make it before Yom Tov, the day before? So I think you have to say what you're going to have to say according to the Karban Asano is that the Ramah only says that it's Drabonon if it would be equally good doing either today or doing on Yom Tov or doing yesterday. If it's actually better doing the day before, then the Ramah will agree that there's a Torah prohibition of doing it on Yom Tov itself. I saw another explanation in the Rambam why the Rambam holds that it's is prohibited to make cheese on Yom Tov midiraisa, but the Pnei Yeshua says that actually, you know what, the sort of cheese that you're making on Yom Tov is not bona. Why? Because you don't bona, it means you make hard cheese. You make cheese that can last for several days. If you're making cheese on Yom Tov, you must be making it for eating on Yom Tov. If you make it for eating on Yom Tov, that's not the strong hard cheese which is considered as bona. So therefore, there's no question that why shouldn't it be permitted by the Torah to build your house on Yom Tov? Because there's two sorts of cheese making that the Gemara talks about. Making hard cheese, that's called bona, that's called building. Making this quite soft cheese, that the sort of cheese that you make on Yom Tov to eat on Yom Tov, that's not called bona. So there's never any possibility. There's never really any sfora to say that you should say mitoch that you're allowed to make cheese on Yom Tov, you're allowed to build a house on Yom Tov, because the sort of cheese that you're allowed to make on Yom Tov is not the sort of cheese which is included in the malacha of bona, of building, because it's only the very soft cheese. When the Gemara says cheese is activity of building, that's only on the hard cheese. Now, we've seen that there's a distinction between something which you could do before Yom Tov or you can only do on Yom Tov. We might be able to answer one or two questions with this principle. We have this on the sources. It's in Shulchan Aruch Siman Tov Lamed Hei. It's number 6 on the sources. This is talking about what happens if somebody forgot to check the chometz on the 14th of Nisan. So the halacha is that if you forgot on the 14th, so you can check on Yom Tov itself. The Mishnah Berurah says there that when you check, all these bedikas, all the checking of chometz have to be done with a candle, and all the creeks, all the small holes, you have to look everywhere with a candle. The Sharatzi and there the Mishnah Berurah has a doubt. He raises a question. What's the din if somebody is checking for his chometz on Yom Tov itself? Is he allowed to light up a candle in order to help him do the bedikah of the chometz? Now, this seems to be a surprising thing for the Mishnah Berurah to ask a question about. Why? Because we see in the Tosfos, at the end of three lines from the end of the page, that what is the Mishnah talking about when it says you take out the child, the baby, into the street? It's talking about when you're doing it, you have to do a bris today. Tosha says the hamitzvah nikras tzorech Yom Tov. So even Tosha, who says that something has to be something necessary in Yom Tov for it to be permitted to do in Yom Tov, Tosha agrees that the mitzvah of doing mila is sufficient. So you're allowed to do malacha, carrying out the baby in the street, or you're allowed to carry out the lulav to take the lulav on Yom Tov because you're doing a mitzvah for Yom Tov. So what's the difference between this case of the Mishnah Berurah when you want to light a candle so that you can do the mitzvah on Yom Tov of Bedikas Chometz? It should be clear that this is permitted, just like Tosfos permits carrying out the child, the 8-day baby, to do a bris on Yom Tov. It should also be permitted to light a candle to do the mitzvah of Bedikas Chometz. But I think the answer might be that, again, this has to be something that you couldn't do the day before. So in this case of Bedikas Chometz, really you should have done it. You forgot to do it on the 14th. You should have done it on the right time on the 14th. You shouldn't have done it on during Yom Tov itself. And this we have in Siman Tov Kuf Yud Ches Sif Aleph. There's a Bir Halacha there. It's Sif Aleph Dibur Maskil of the Sefer Torah. And the Bir Halacha quotes Rishonim who say that, for instance, you're not allowed to burn kodshim, even though it's a mitzvah to burn kodshim, but the Lo Hutzah Mishum Mitoch Al Mitzvah Hashaycha Liyom Zeh. Mitoch only permits you to do mitzvahs which are specifically needed today, which is specifically connected to Yom Tov. Other kinds of mitzvahs, even though it's a mitzvah to do it, but it has to be something which is special to Yom Tov. Therefore, the Shahad Tzion had a question whether you're allowed to light the light to do Bedikas Chometz. On the other hand, it could be that it's permitted, because now it is connected to Yom Tov, even though you should have done it before. But it is a mitzvah that you're obliged to do today. It's not something you can put off. You have to check the chometz now. So that's why the Sharatin had a suffix, whether or not you're allowed to light a candle for this. And we have another halacha. This is in Siman Tov Kuf Yud Dalet Sif Hey. This is a bir halacha, Dibra Maskil Ne'er. And again, there's a question in the bir halacha. What is the halacha of a yahrzeit candle for the anniversary of usually the parents? This departure, you light a yahrzeit candle. What is the halacha if somebody forgot to light that yahrzeit candle before Yom Tov came in? Is he allowed to light it on Yom Tov? So the bir halacha says that the best thing would be to light it in the place where you're eating anyway. So it has a connection with your eating, so that's Tzorech Achila. But they said at the end, but if there's no other choice, maybe you can allow lighting a yahrzeit candle. The Havi Ka'ein Ner Shel Mitzvah Shehu L'Chvod Avosov. It's also a mitzvah because it's an honor of one's parents. So there is a mitzvah to light up the yahrzeit candle. So it could be that it's permitted on Yom Tov. So again, why isn't this obvious to the Mishnah? Why isn't it also obvious to the Be'er Halacha? Why isn't it obvious that this is a mitzvah which Tosfos says you're allowed to do Malacha for a mitzvah on Yom Tov? Why therefore is it only possibly, the Mishnah Berurah says possibly it's permitted? Why is it not simple? Why is it not obvious that it is permitted? Again, we can answer because this is something which could have been done yesterday. Maybe that means that you're not allowed to do it today. On the other hand, maybe no, because you forgot it. But at the moment, it is a mitzvah for today. The yahrzeit is a special mitzvah for Yom Tov. The yahrzeit happens to fall out on Yom Tov, so it's a mitzvah that is specifically connected to Yom Tov. Therefore, it could be that it's permitted. In fact, the conclusion of the Mishnah Berurah seems to be more inclined to the view that it is permitted to light this because it's a mitzvah of today, so it's permitted. Now we have a bit more time and we can go into a separate sugya, separate subject which we're also going to connect with the present sugya of Mitoch. Let's say one or two short things about the sugya on Daf Yud Aleph Omad Beis, where the Gemara says Omar Ola Shlosha Dvorim Hitiru Sofa Mishum Tchilosan. There are three things which the rabbis permitted you to finish, because if you wouldn't finish, you wouldn't start. Now, how does this connect up with our sugya? This we see in we have the Mordechai, it's in Siman Tov Reish Nun Ches. He quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is actually the Tosfos, that we only say Mitoch if it's needed on Yom Tov. And that's Midiraisa. Then he says, Hu adin shemutza lissa ha-machzor in Beit HaKnesses. You're allowed to take the machzor to shul on Yom Tov to pray from the machzor. This is a necessary activity on Yom Tov, even though it's not food, but it's necessary, it's needed for Yom Tov itself. Then he says, a chidush, v'nir adahu adin lahachzirum. Not only are you allowed to take them to shul, you're also allowed to bring them home. Even though you're not going to learn or you're not going to pray from the Masor today, but it is still permitted to bring it home. And he says, even though Allah only said that there's three things which we allowed the end thing because of the beginning, nevertheless, Allah only talks about things which is stated explicitly in the Mishnah. Anyway, at any rate, what we see from the Mordechai is that he permits taking home the Machzorim, even though you have no need for them on Yom Tov anymore. Why do you want to take them home? Because you're afraid if they stay in the Beit HaKnesset, they might get stolen. So why is this permitted to take them home? It must be because if we wouldn't let you take them home, then people wouldn't want to take them in the first place. They're going to be afraid that they get stolen from the shul, and they won't take them in the first place. Therefore we say, Yitirus Sofa Mishum Tcholoson, we allow the end part because of the beginning part, if we don't let people take them home, they won't take them in the first place to the Beit HaKnesset. And he asks on himself, Mordechai asks himself, that Allah said there's only three things. So then Mordechai answers no, that actually could be many things where we allow the end because of the beginning, but Allah said the things which are mentioned in the Mishnah because of some special chiddush. Like for instance, one of the things it says in the Mishnah is that the Kohen in the Beit HaMikdash, he had to do the service, but he's got a bandage on his finger. He has to take off the bandage before he does his service. But we're afraid that if we say after you've taken it off, you're not allowed to put it back on again, because to put on a bandage is considered refuah, it's a medical activity, which Chazal said you're not allowed to do on Yom Tov, on Shabbat. So we're afraid that the Kohen might not in the first place be prepared to take off the bandage. So therefore we say we let him put it back on. The chiddush here is that this heter is because of Yetiras Sofer Mishum Tcholoson, and it's not because of Ein Shfus B'Mikdash. It's not because every rabbinical thing is permitted in the Beit HaMikdash. No, that is Allah's chiddush, that these things are permitted because of Yetiras Sofer Mishum Tcholoson. So that's what the Mordechai is saying, that it's only that was the reason of Allah. But there could be plenty of other things which we allow the end because of the beginning, and therefore we can allow the taking the Machzorim home also because of the beginning. According to that, the Mordechai, we have here on the sources, we have another source that we have a Taz, it's number 11. There the Shulchan Aruch says that one's not allowed, normally speaking, to go through a river on Shabbat, because we're worried it's like washing your clothes, and we're afraid that you're going to squeeze out your clothes afterwards. But you're allowed to go through for a mitzvah, to go and hear a shir, you're allowed to walk through a river. And the Shulchan Aruch says that you're also allowed to come back home. Why? Because if Chazal don't let people come back home, then they won't want to go in the first place to hear the Shira, and they'll miss the mitzvah of hearing the Shira of Torah. And the Taz, it's number 11, asks, Kosher lamalo chashvei olo bahadi shtoshet varm shetira soshim mishum tcholoson perek hamad beisa. Why, if this is something which is the end is permitted because of the beginning, why didn't Ullah mention it? Now, with what we've seen in the Mordechai, we can answer this. That Ullah didn't say everything, he just said things which were mentioned in the Mishnah, and you might have thought there's a different reason for them in the Mishnah, but in fact there's many things which are Hitiru Sofer Mishum Tcholoson. We have here, we have a Rabbia, which is it says an important principle in the sugya of Hitiru Sofer Mishum Tcholoson. It's the Rabbia, it's in Beit Tshuvas of the Rabbi Yosef, Siman Kuf Ayin. We're not going to go into all the details, but he says a very important principle. The Osen Shlosha Dvarim Eina Malacha Diraisa Kmo Hefshit. The whole sugya on Daf Yud Aleph is only talking about where Chazal permitted things which would otherwise be Osen Midrabbanan. We allow you to finish it off because otherwise you might not start. But Chazal, because of this principle of Hetira Sofa Mishim Tcholoson, they never permitted anything which is which would otherwise be prohibited by the Torah. And there's proofs from that, from the sugya. The proof of the Rabbi Yoh is actually from the end of the sugya, that right on Yud Beis Amud Aleph, it says, Masav Gazrin and Sirba Emsa Otot Sirma Nasad. We see that we make a Gzeira. So the Rabbi Yoh proves that the actual, we only make a Gzeira to something which was prohibited Midiraisa. The actual Itza Midiraisa that we would never permit because of Sofim Mishim Tchalosim. Now, I want to raise a point which I actually don't have an answer to, but it could be that the Mordechai disagrees with the Rabbi Yoh on this, and it could be that the Mordechai actually permits a Diraisa prohibition because of Sofim Mishim Tchalosim. And in fact, this question is quite a relevant question. With the well-known issue, if a doctor goes out to save life on Shabbat, or a rescue worker goes out to save somebody's life, is he allowed to go back? So, according to the Rabbi Yoh, and in fact there's also a Magen Avraham, they both say, and in fact there's also a Shita Mekubetzes in the Sugya on Daf Yud Aleph on Beis, they all say that Chazal only permitted Dirabonan but Sofim Nitcholosan. We don't permit Torah prohibitions. So one can bring a proof that the doctor is not allowed to drive home himself. He's only allowed to go with a Nochri driver. But what about the Mordechai? There's an interesting thing here in the Mordechai, because let's just think about the Mordechai. What's the Mordechai saying? He's going in Rabbeinu Tam's opinion. Rabbeinu Tam holds, like Tosfos, that if it's for no purpose of Yom Tov at all, it's prohibited by the Torah. Even so, Rabbeinu Tam says that one is allowed to return the Machzorim home, even though it would appear that there's no need for doing that on Yom Tov itself. There's no Tzorech Yom Tov. You're not going to use these Machzorim anymore today. You're just worried they're going to be stolen. So what does that it seems to suggest that according to the Mordechai, we can also permit a Diraisa prohibition because of Sofer Mishim Tchalosim. That seems to be what the Mordechai is saying, that again he's going in Rabbeinu Tam's opinion that if there's no need on Yom Tov at all, it's a Issi Diraisa. Even so, he says that you're allowed to take the Machzorim home, and it's only, well, maybe you could say that there, maybe you could try and reject that argument by saying that no, there is a certain Tzorech Yom Tov, there is a certain need on Yom Tov, because you won't be able to take them in the first place. A person won't agree to take them in the first place if you don't let them take them home. But I think that's not really such a valid argument, because that's only a concept of Hetira Sofim Mishim Tcholosim. But the actual need for Yom Tov itself is the actual need for this on Yom Tov itself is does not there's no need on Yom Tov itself. So it seems to be that the Mordechai says that we can permit a Diraisa Sofim Mishim Tcholosim. Anyway, but as we said, that's just a suggestion, but what it does say explicitly in several of the major poskim is that we only permit the Rabbonon, we allow these the Rabbonon malachas so that a person should do the Simcha Shemta, for instance, that, but that the Gemara said that, so in order that a person should slaughter the behemoth, we don't want him to be discouraged by the fact that he's going to lose all the leather. So we let him do an Issa Rabbonon to keep the, try and keep the leather fresh, and we let him put it down on the doorstep, and people tread on the leather. That's an Issa Rabbonon that we permit, so that he will be prepared in the first place to slaughter the animal and have Simcha Shomtov. But we don't permit the Issa D'Oraisa, only the Issa Rabbonon.